This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Vacentino is playing that song.
Friday the 13th, it's time for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Eric McMahon and Debbie McLean. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now, because she's both creepy and kooky, Josie Passantino.
Nice. Nice choice. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a fantastic week. We have a very awesome show for all of you on this Friday the 13th. Dun, dun, dun. You never know what tragedies will you never know what will happen on Friday the 13th, okay? On like a normal day, we have messed up. Just imagine Friday the 13th. We're all in for a treat tonight. So I will tell you what we will do in the next hour or so. Here's what I have planned. So tonight, I get to chat with Debbie McLean and Eric McMahon. They both stopped by for a chat tonight, so it's going to be a really great show to talk with them, have some fun chats, some awesome music. I mean, what's better than that? Seriously, nothing. Not a zip. None. Remember, we are live, though, so, well, I already gave you this disclaimer, but it's very important, so I'll say it again. You never know what could happen because, you know, we are live, and we love our live shows because of it. You know, you never know what could happen. Whatever, you know, kind of mess-ups happen, just it's always fun.
Hey, and Josie.
Hello.
You know what we need for a Friday the 13th show?
What? What's that?
We should have a famous dead terrorist on.
Oh, my God. He's coming. He's coming. My our wonderful, 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 you know, he has many hats, Alan. He keeps the show running and all that fun stuff behind the scenes and also is a producer of the show, and he's awesome, and he's a great friend of ours. And so he decides to give me a Jeff Dunham bobblehead that is of one of his puppets, Ahmed. And so it's funny. It's a comedy bit. If you don't know who it is, just check it out, Jeff Dunham on YouTube. And type in Ahmed, and he has other kind of stuff, like, you know, just tons of different.
Yeah, you can't forget Tina Hood and Walter.
Yep.
And
exactly.
Bubba.
Yep, Bubba.
Bubba,
yep.
Bubba Ray. And Jose Jalapeno on a stick.
Oh, yeah, Jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah. Hold on, he's going to talk.
Yeah, okay, here's our bobblehead. Will it work?
He scares the crap out of me.
Do it again.
Kick my foot. Good evening, infidel. It's Ahmed.
I think this is my favorite one.
Are you scared?
No, not that. Okay, this one.
Silence! Kill you!
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know what comedy show it is, search on Jeff Dunham, and he plays the voices of these puppets.
Yeah, I should have sent extra batteries with it.
Yeah, you probably should. We're going to be using that one a lot. Oh, it's funny.
I'm scared to come and visit you because I picture walking into the house, and right there is a shelf with Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, a bank that looks like somebody's butt and farts, and a finger, and a dead squirrel, and an elephant.
It's your fault, okay?
You're going to need
Larry,
your house.
The cable guy. Yep, it's your fault. It definitely is your fault, though. But before we get to our guest here with all of our silliness, I got to get back on track. Our archives, for people who want to check out all of our past episodes with all of our wonderful, wonderful guests. We've had a lot of guests, by the way, so you've got a lot to choose from. So you've got a lot of choices, a lot of shows to choose from. But you can check out our archives, which is very neatly arranged now by season. Thank you to Alan. And you can visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and our Josie Show special edition episodes. We are also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at www.fcnr.net. So you could hear a rebroadcast of our live show there as well on Wednesdays in case you missed this live show, but also on our archives, which it stays there forever and ever, just at the same website, josieshow.com. And before we put on our guests, I just also want to mention our 13 episodes up now, so you can check those out. Go to our website, josieshow.com, for our special editions episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Benningfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, our Ray Price Full Interview Show, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, and Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row and shared a story and amazing music with us. And then also tune in on October 21st, where we will bring you a live interview on special edition number 14 with Caroline Cole. And I know a lot of you guys know who Caroline Cole is, so it's going to be a really, really great interview as well. So now let's put on our guests. I do not want to delay. Everyone, please welcome our first guest, Debbie McLean, to the show. Yes.
Hi, Josie. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Yes, you got to add the applause in there. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. We've just, my family and I just moved last week, and we're still unpacking. And if you hear some banging and some noise, I've tried to hide in the furthest room, but they're working on doors and everything in here. So,
Gotcha. So that now we know what it is. So don't worry, everything is okay at her place.
That's right.
Oh, that's hilarious, hilarious. But wow, very, very nice. So you're kind of keeping busy with all of your music stuff, but also you're fixing things up as well.
That's right. I'm actually very fortunate that I didn't plan for anything for the end of August and up to the middle of September. Thank goodness. Otherwise, it would have been going crazy.
That's true. Well, that all worked out, so that's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I'm very excited because I get to know you a little bit better and play some of your songs.
Yes.
And I know the main question here that everybody's going to be wondering is when, all of this started for you, how did you come to be, a singer?
Well, actually, it was just a couple of years ago. I've always liked to sing around the house, and I sang at weddings and in funerals and church and that. And my husband, he sponsored one of the jamborees that are here in town in Trenton, Ontario, and they had an open mic. And he basically pushed me up there. I didn't want to go up front because there was like 400 people at the open mic that night. And after I sang, they booked me for the next year for the main stage, and I was getting booked for other jamborees throughout the season. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, wow. It's so cool how everything kind of comes together, and you got to love those open mic nights. I mean,
oh,
that just shows
for sure.
you just have, a moment to shine and show your potential, and it's very good practice, too, to start out kind of performing in front of people. That's what I would do.
Yes.
So. Yes. Well, awesome. And who do you always, have always looked up to musically wise? Who do you like to listen to?
Oh, man. There's numerous artists that I like to listen to. I would say, like, Tammy Wynette and Tanya Tucker, Dolly Parton. Waylon Jennings, people like that I grew up listening to mainly. So, yeah.
Awesome. So all the greats.
That's correct, yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Awesome. Can't be any better. And I was wondering, because I know that you live in Canada, right?
Yes.
Pretty sure.
Yes, they do.
Yes. So have you ever performed here in the States?
I have not, no.
Ooh,
I have
awesome.
Not got the chance to do that yet, so.
Awesome, because that's our excuse to have you here now.
That's right.
I love it. Okay, so yeah, that's something that you have to put on your to-do list, because we would love to see you perform live.
I've had, Facebook is a wonderful thing, and for my music, it has been really awesome. Well, that's how I got to know about your show, right? So,
right.
But I've had numerous people are like, oh, have you been down here? And I'm like, no, not yet.
Not yet.
I'd like to, but.
love it. Perfect. Well, you know what? We're going to have to try to figure that out, because I would love to see you perform live here in the States. I know everybody would love you.
Oh, wow.
That would be awesome. definitely. And so now, talking a little bit about your music, which I'm very excited to get to, because we have two wonderful songs of yours to play tonight.
Yes.
Yes. So first off, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now, kind of circling the airwaves? What's been going on there?
Well, the two songs that you're going to be playing tonight are a couple of originals that are written by a very good friend of mine, Brett McNall. When I went to do this CD, it's a combination of some Tammy Wynette and Waylon Jennings, Charlie McLean songs, and I also wanted to add a couple of original songs that had never been done on it. So I went to Brett, and he actually gave me the songs to do. He says, here's a bunch of songs. You choose the ones you want to do, and take this Heart and Lonely After You are the choices that I made. So they're the two that have been going out to the radio and other online radio shows also, all through Ireland and I think Spain even, and France. There's different online radio stations playing it. So that's kind of neat.
That is neat. That's so neat. So then you're not a stranger to the U.S. You're kind of worldwide. I mean, that's what the internet does, so which is great.
It does, It does.
Yes. Awesome. So, these are a really, really great choice for you to have, and you sound amazing on them.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. You do a really, 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 really great job. One of your songs that we are going to, well, we're going to play two, but one of the songs we're going to play right now is Take This Heart, and I would love to play that now if you don't mind.
Okay. No problem.
Awesome. Let's just jump right in. Take This Heart by Debbie McLean, and we'll be right back with Debbie in just a moment. Here we go.
Your tender body close to mine, and take the smile, and
I love it. Beautiful.
Hello?
Beautiful. Yes, you are back here. I love it. We just played Take This Heart by Debbie McLean. I loved it.
Hello?
Oh,
it's kind of breaking in and out. Hello?
Oh, that's not good. Hello?
Oh.
Are you all right? We got you?
Well, that's a little bit better now. It's a little better, but it's breaking in and out, so.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, this technology. Technology, I tell you. Technology. Are you on a cell phone?
I'm not. I'm on the home phone, so.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, technology. Technology.
It's clear now, so that sounds good.
Okay, good. Well, we just played your song, Take This Heart, and we absolutely love it.
Oh,
Thank you. Anytime. And for those of your new fans out there that kind of want to purchase this song and all of your other material, where can we go to buy the song? And all your
The best place is to go right onto my website, which is debbiemclean.ca, and you can purchase the CDs right off the website, or you can also purchase it off of iTunes.
Perfect. I love it. So first off, go to the website. Make sure you go there. And also iTunes is awesome, too, because you could put it on, you know, all of your iDevices, iPhone, iPad, everything.
Everything. That's right.
Yes. So you got to love it. So make sure, first off, you go to the website, and we'll post that after the show on all of our websites. So it's just a kind of a click away. Easy. Very, very easy.
Good.
Yes, and I know that you have some social networking sites as well. So where's the best ones that we can go to for, you know, all your new fans to chat with you?
Facebook actually would be the best one. Mm-hmm. I did just start a Twitter account, but I don't do much on that yet. So
mm-hmm.
I'm still learning some of the newer technology. But, Facebook would be the best site to go on to. So.
Awesome. You'll be a Twitter pro in no time. But yes, Facebook is awesome. I love it. And, you know, I was curious, can you share with us any upcoming projects? Are you working on anything, you know, as of right now? I know you're really busy with your, you know, personal stuff there with all of your, you know, home decorating skills, but what are the projects you've been working on?
Well, one that I just was recently working on was a Christmas song, and it was my first attempt at writing a song. So I talked to Brett McNall, the gentleman who wrote Take This Heart, and both him and my producer, Rick Hodgson, we all sat down and, you know, brainstormed, and we wrote a Christmas song. I was asked to put an original Christmas song onto a CD that's going to be going out to the military troops.
So we just
finished that. We sent that off to the gentleman about 3 weeks ago, and the CDs are supposed to be coming out, I'm hoping, the end of November. And they will be given to the military personnel. I think it's for the NATO troops. So.
Wow. Oh, that's
so
amazing.
So it's been fun and interesting. Yeah.
Wow. That is so cool. So you're busy. You are busy.
I have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do have a show coming up here at the end of the month that I'm doing with a good friend of mine, Steve Petico. Here in Canada, we call him the Telecaster Master. He's just an amazing, amazing guitarist. And we're going to be doing just an acoustic show at the Apple Festival in our hometown here in Brighton. So,
wow, that's awesome. So anybody in that area, please make sure you go check out Debbie McLean. Do it and take tons of pictures because I wish I could be there. Please do so. I do not want to miss it. Brian Duff in the chat room says hello.
Oh, cool.
Yes, he says a big
hey,
hello,
Brian.
Awesome. Yes, I do not want to miss that because I know you got some fans there in the chat room, and I just, you know, got to pass it along.
Okay, great.
Yes. And Also, I was wondering, you know, for when you do start performing in the States, you know, when you kind of want to, I was wondering, would you, if you could play in any venue in the world, I mean, not only the States, I mean, where, you know, anywhere around the world, where would you like to perform at? Where would be your dream place to go to perform?
Oh, well, that would be the Grand Ole Opry, obviously.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think that would be any country music artist's most dream performance is to perform on the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good answer.
Absolutely. You know, I could say when I was like, 16, we went to Nashville, my family did, for a vacation. And we took a tour. This is quite a few years ago now. Of Opryland. That's when they had the rides and everything there. I guess they don't have rides there anymore.
Right.
But the tour also consisted of going through the backstage of the Grand Ole Opry. This is during the day when nobody's there, obviously. And they brought us out on stage to sing. So I can say that I did sing on the Grand Ole Opry stage. But
technically, you did. Exactly. Wow.
And I thought that was pretty cool that we're all out there singing You Are My Sunshine. So
I loved it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, not a lot of people could say that they did that. You did that.
That's
see,
right.
You did. Wow, that is so, so cool. Nashville is amazing. I think we've been there maybe 2 times or 3 times. And isn't it just so, like, beautiful? It's crazy.
Oh, it is. I would love to be going down again soon. My parents were just there in the spring, actually, and they had an amazing time down there. So.
Yeah, wow, awesome. Well, you know what? We definitely have to see you go to Nashville, and then we can all make a trip out of it. It's all good. Well,
there
me
you
and
go.
Yes. That's awesome. And also, kind of a fun question here before we get to your next song.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you know, when you're not working on your music, what's some fun things that you like to do, some hobbies?
Oh, I don't have a lot. I guess baking would be probably one of my biggest hobbies. I love to bake.
Yeah.
And I am a mom of 4 girls, so 2 of them are already out of the house, and I got 2 teenage daughters at home, so there's never a dull or quiet moment.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't really have a lot of hobbies other than just, you know, spending time with the family, right? So,
exactly.
And doing some baking. Yeah.
Yes. Perfect. I mean, there's nothing better than that, spending time with the family. And
no,
you know,
that's
obviously,
right.
Yeah, obviously your girls keep you busy, so that's all.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
We just had one. She just finished teacher's college, and she went all the way up to the Arctic to teach.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you serious?
So
that is amazing.
I am serious. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's hard to get a teaching job down in, you know, southern Ontario and that. So she decided right away that that's what she was going to do, is go up there and teach for a couple years. And then she has, she can come back and she can get a job down here after working for a couple years, right? So.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're proud. I mean, she has, you know, a lot of stuff going for her. She's been doing great things. Wow. That's so cool.
Oh, for sure. If you hear a beep, somebody's trying to call in. I can hear it.
Oh, no. It's all good. We actually have your next song here that we will love to play. So let's just do a Lonely After You, and we'll be right back, okay?
Great.
Let's do it. Lonely After You by Debbie McClain.
So much for goodbyes you never know. All this heartaches you're leaving has got me thinking about the kind of love it takes. You'll never be away. good time and the hope that you do well. I'll be a little while dusting off these old jeans from all the times you fell. And though you might be there tonight sharing your love with someone,
Debbie McLean, and we're back with her right now. So I was wondering, of course, with, you know, websites and all that fun stuff, I was wondering if, oh, my goodness, wait a minute. Uh-oh, my computer just went down. Well, see, Friday the 13th, people. Crushing down the tubes. Wow, okay. We are getting cursed here now. Wow, that's funny. But we were wondering if there was what was that fun question? Oh my goodness, what is going on? Okay, when you were live, let's do this again. Oh goodness, I'm sorry, we're being cursed here. Our computers like are messing up right now. But I was wondering a fun question. When you are performing, have you ever had a crazy, embarrassing moment that you could recall while performing?
While performing?
Yes.
Nothing real crazy. I know this summer I was performing with the band South Mountain. My friend Steve is in that band, and I had given him a chart for some other shows that we had done together this summer, and I changed it up a little bit for this one jamboree, and I had given them to him the night before, and I said, I just changed things around, made, you know, different order and that. He's like, okay, great, he said, right? So when we get to the jamboree, he goes and he starts going through all the songs, the set list, and he's like, Debbie, did you change your set list? I said, yeah, Steve, remember I gave that to you last night? Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right, you know? And then, you know, they introduce Debbie McLean with South Mountain, and he starts playing one song, and the rest of the band starts playing the song that was supposed to be being played, and I'm standing there thinking, oh, my gosh, what do I do? But he's like, okay, stop, I apologize, I'm so sorry. But other than that, you know, there's nothing been really embarrassing happened, so I've been lucky.
That's good. That's really good. See, you never know what can happen live. I mean, just bloopers all over. You never know.
No, you never know. That's right.
That is hilarious, but not bad. Not the worst we have heard, so you're good.
No.
You're good. You're on the mild list. It's all good. That is funny. Well, you know what? I just have to say I had so much fun chatting with you. We ran out of time, but Debbie, you are incredible, an incredible singer, artist, you know, and I'm a fan.
Oh, thank you. And I enjoyed chatting. It was really, really great time to chat with you tonight. So.
Yeah. Anytime. Yeah. And anytime you'd like to come back on, just let us know.
Okay,
we'd love to have
great.
You back.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Well, Debbie, thank you so much once again, and we'll chat with you real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness, that was hilarious. I was about to ask you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That was an amazing interview, and it was so funny. I was trying to get to my next question, and I was completely, like, just blown away because my whole computer, like, crashed down, and I just lost just my whole question, and I'm like, uh-oh. So we'll chalk it up to Friday the 13th. Excuse that blooper. I have no idea what happened there. But now I believe our next guest is in the building, or in the phone, I should say. here is Eric McMahon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you today, Josie?
I'm doing so great. I am just so, so excited to be chatting with you.
Yeah, it's great. I really appreciate all your support for the Last American Songbook. Thank you much.
Oh, anytime. Anytime we could show our support, we're there. For sure. I love it. I'm very excited. I am very excited to chat with you about your music, and we have a couple songs from you as well tonight. So we're very, very excited. It's gonna be a good one.
Yes. Well, thank you. Yeah, I was looking forward to it all day. And right now, actually, I'm backstage getting ready to do a gig. And for me, this is the coolest thing to be able to chat with you. You know, then we'll do our chat, and then I'm going to go and do a show. So I'm having a great day. So thank you.
Wow. Then, you know, I'm very, very honored that you took the time here to talk to us kind of in the middle of a, you know, of a gig. That's amazing. Well, I know you're going to rock out, so you're good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very, 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 very cool. I kind of really want to start in the beginning. I want to, like, rewind a little bit and kind of just chat about how you first got started with music. So when did you all start this?
Well, I've been playing for a while. My grandfather was a musician and got me into it pretty early on. You know, through all high school and, you know, college, I was in bands and stuff. And I played a whole, you know, cover band, tribute bands, the whole deal. But now I'm getting more into the country thing because I am writing my own songs. And basically how I got into being into the country, you know, versus the rock and roll, you know, growing up, is that I had an old girlfriend, and her father loved Hank Williams. So whenever I'd go to my girlfriend's house, her dad would always be like, "You want to hear some real music?" And he'd bring me, like, in his den, you know, to hear Hank Williams. And then after a while, it started to speak to me. And then I started writing more country songs and digging deeper into the history of, you know, the great country artists. So that's basically how I got into it, yeah.
Wow, very, very cool. And did you come from a musical family, or are you kind of the first one that kind of got into this music scene?
Well, I'm the first one to do it professionally, but my grandfather was a musician, and my mom and dad both were, like, singers and stuff. So I'm the first one to, you know, sort of do it professionally and, you know, make a living at it, which I've been doing for a while, you know, thank goodness.
Right. Wow, very cool. So you kind of just have that, you know, that foundation started for you, kind of in your blood a little bit. And then you just, you know, you took your talent, you know, kind of to the next level and, you know, got out there and started making music and doing your thing.
Yeah, it just is something that I was really interested in and then, you know, got a chance to do it at an early age, you know, like when I was just like in sixth grade, you know, I found some friends who were in a band and then, you know, just kept rocking, kept going.
Awesome. And was this, I know that you know, had some time working in a Beatles tribute band. Is that the band that you started when you were in sixth grade, I believe?
No. That came a little bit later on. You know, basically, I was playing in a band in Chicago, and I left that band, and I was looking for, like, what seemed to be like a pretty cool gig. And I liked the Beatles, but I never was really, you know, too much into it. I always was playing, you know, either, you know, regular rock or whatever. But I always remember that my mom would say that, you know, I looked a little bit like George Harrison. So when I saw that there was an ad looking for a Beatle band looking for a George Harrison, I said, well, my mom used to say I looked like him a little bit. So I went to the audition. I played some songs and I got hired, and it was like a big Vegas style show where we wore the wigs and the costumes and everything like that. But the cool thing about it is I got to travel all over the world London, mm-hmm. Tokyo, New York, Nashville, you know, and got to, you know, play music all over the world. So that was a great experience. But after about 5 years, I couldn't hack anymore being, a real imitator. So yeah. I had to do my own thing. But it was a lot of fun.
Wow, that is so neat that you got into doing that. And it's kind of like fate. I mean, your mom always told you that you look like him, and then there was an opening for him in a band. I mean, it couldn't have been more, you know, interesting like that. You know, it's kind of cool.
It was just like a whim. You know, I wouldn't have joined it, but, you know, since I remember mom saying, you know, that I looked a little bit like him, I was like, well, maybe I can get the job, you know. And so I went in and just sort of half-heartedly, you know, and then they were like, oh, yeah, you put a wig on him and a Sergeant Pepper suit, you'll do. So but it was a lot of fun. So.
Wow. They must have agreed, too, that you looked a little like him. There you go.
Yeah. I came in all looking like a cowboy and stuff, but they saw, you know, beyond the cowboy hat, and they put me with a wig on. But after about 5 years, though, you know, I wanted to get back to what I, you know, really like to do, so.
Definitely. Wow, that is so cool. And now, you know, you have your own, your solo album that's out. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the music that you have out right now? The Last American Songbook album is your first solo album, I believe. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Very cool.
Oh, yeah. It's all sort of connected. So I had some friends who I made when I was in the Beatles thing. And right now they were doing a show out in Branson, Missouri. So I went out to Branson to see their show, and I was hanging out there. And we're going to do some recording and stuff like that, but that all got postponed. So I sort of found myself like in beautiful Branson, Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains, with like a week of time all by myself, just sort of stuck like in a hotel room. And then I just started writing all these songs. And whether it being influenced by the, you know, the beautiful Ozark Mountains, or watching reruns of Hee Haw all day long on the TV, or, you know, Farm Report with Orion Samuelson, you know, in the mornings, and just seeing all the great music in Branson, I basically wrote the whole album in 1 week.
Wow, really?
Yeah, but it was while, you know, I went out to go visit some friends of mine who do I used to play with in the Beatles band with, you know, they moved out to Branson. And so I just went out there and was very inspired, and wrote the album in a week. So, and then I knew I wanted to record it really quickly, too. So when I got back to Chicago, Bartlett, actually, probably we're both from Bartlett, I said, well, I want to record this really quick, too, very spontaneous. So I have a friend, and we got together and basically recorded the album then in 1 day. So the whole album was just very spontaneous, very inspirational, and trying to do a little bit more old school, the way like the, you know, Hank Williams and Patsy Cline, you know, they used to record their whole albums in 1 day. Even the Beatles recorded their first album 1 day. So just trying to get a little bit more old timey, old school.
Ah, that's awesome. So cool. And it was a great work, great album. And we have a couple of your songs here so people could hear how amazing you sound. So how about we play the first song of the two that we have here called My Heart Pounds, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it, and then we can ask you a little bit about it, all right?
Great. Thank you, Josie.
Anytime. Here we go. My Heart Pounds by Eric McMahon.
My heart pounds when I see your face. I tremble and shiver and quake. The world stops when I hear your name. But my heart pounds when I see your face. Over me. when I hear your name. But my heart pounds when I see your face. I melt at the thought of your lips. My day is complete with a kiss. When I see your face, I tremble and shiver in place. The world stops when I hear your name, but my heart pounds when I see your face. I want to become and be cruel. Like a fool, just one look at you, I can't pretend. My whole world turns end over end. My heart pounds when I see your face. I tremble and shiver in place. The world stops when I hear your name, but my heart pounds when I see your face.
Enter price is zero, get it for free. Share it.
Wow, that's Awesome. That's awesome. We love it, love it, love it, love it. So it's so easy, everyone. So just make sure you go to the that website, and we will post it on all of our pages. So it's just a click away, and then you can get it and check it out and love it and share it with all of your friends and family and your cousins and your cousins' mothers, sisters, brothers. Okay?
There you go.
Make sure you do it.
Right on. Yeah. You know, I made up some hard copies and stuff that, you know, I, you know, like sent to you or when I do shows, you know, but just for generally, if you want, just go to the Bandcamp site, download it for free, and hope you enjoy it. So that's all cool.
Definitely, definitely. I hope you all enjoy it. Make sure you guys check it out. And then after you buy it, then you could tell Eric how amazing you thought it was, because I know you have social networking sites. So can you give us those?
Yeah, you know, on Facebook or ericmcmahon.com, you know. But generally, you know how Facebook is, you know, it's so easy and accessible. So, you know, just ericmcmahon/facebook.com, you can be my friend.
Yes, be his friend. It's so easy. I mean, just type in Eric McMahon on Facebook and it just, boom, it's so easy.
There you go.
So make sure you do that, everybody. And also, I was wondering, can you share with us any upcoming projects that you're working on? Are you writing some more or doing some performing? What you been up to with that?
Thanks. I've been doing everything, Josie. I'm jamming, I'm writing, I'm recording. Just basically what I got going on is sort of a side project with a few of the musicians and the producer and actually my sister, who helped me record the Last American Songbook. We have a group called Smith and McMahon, and we're currently in the studio right now recording an album of all original music of sort of like new bluegrass stuff. And all songs that I wrote, we're about halfway through with it, should be out later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the cool thing about this is that mainly a lot of the songs feature my sister as the lead vocalist. So it's a little bit like Alison Krauss, Union Station, and then her and I duet on a couple of songs, sort of, you know, like you know, Johnny Cash or June Carter, the Everly Brothers, you know, like that. And then a lot of the musicians who played on the Last American Songbook are a band, and the album's being co-produced once again by Ray Smith, who co-produced the Last American Songbook, and he's one of the Smiths, you know, of the Smith and McMahon. So we're doing that, and I've been writing songs for my next solo album, which is probably will come out in 2014. Been, you know, getting a whole bunch of songs ready for that. And so, and then I play around the Chicago area solo shows, you know, a couple bands that I, you know, gig with. And so I've been keeping real busy. So
yes, you are. So I love that. So you're constantly moving, and I'm very much looking forward to your new material and stuff. And please let us know when that all, you know, comes out so we can promote, you know, the heck out of it on our show and everywhere else.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you'll be one of the first to get it, Josie. So, you know, I super appreciate your support. You've been so, you know, for all independent country artists and music, you've been wonderful. So much thanks.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I appreciate you for, you know, taking the time to come on the show. We're running out of time here, but I do want to play your last song of the night before we let you go, okay? So let's make sure we play this. It's called Back on the Farm, and we'll be right back, Eric. Thank you so, so much, and let's play it.
Thank you, Josie. Rock on.
You rock. Let's play it.
Let's do it.
Back on the farm with my girl on my arm, wearing my John Deere hat. My homes are filled with country charm. We don't need no burglar alarms, and only those cows are getting fat. Well, the big city folk think that we're just a joke, but hell, they don't think that they're right. We got fun things to do, like grilling and barbecue, and hold on, don't say Saturday night. Well, love is truly sincere, and year after year, we're celebrating life as it comes. with respect for the old. We're doing what we're told and bring up our own little one. Grab your own pole, head down to the fishing hole, and take a long afternoon nap. We can grow our own food and create a good mood. We don't take any of your crap. Well, I'm back on the farm with my girl on my arm, wearing my John Deere hat. Our homes are filled with country charm. We don't need no burglar alarms, and only those cows are getting fat. Oh, pick one.
McMahon. And Eric, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. I enjoyed chatting with you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, Josie. Thank you much.
Oh, thank you so much. And have fun at your gig and just rock out. Do your thing.
We'll do. Okay. We'll be in touch. As soon as I get my next album ready, you're going to get like the advance copy.
Thank you so much. I can't wait. We'll chat with you real soon, okay? Gotta love technology.
Okay. Great. Night.
Have a great night. Bye, Eric. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Awesome. I had so much fun chatting with my guest tonight. Yes, I had so much fun chatting with both my guests, Debbie McLean and Eric McMahon. We had so so much fun. Now, want to know how to advertise and sponsor the Josie Show?
Hello. Peanut
the Squirrel. Hi, Peanut. How you doing?
I got a riddle for you.
Okay.
What holds pudding and smells like Josie's feet?
Pudding in my shoes. Yeah. You're an evil little thing. You know that? You're evil. You got evil intentions, Peanut. Shame. Shame. I know I really want to talk a little bit about, for those who have businesses and stuff, we've been having actually a lot of emails here over the last couple of days of those who want to, advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio for their business and all that fun stuff. So might as well just tell y'all. So all I have to do is call 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833. Or you could email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. So that's it, Tina at josieshow.com, or that number. We have introductory rates now. With our stations, and so there was never better time to spend your advertising dollars than on radio. Now, another thing here that I really want to mention, of course, is Country Blast Radio. Really quick, just everyone, you all should know what it's about by now. So it's a 24/7 licensed radio station, Country Blast Radio. So please check it out at countryblastradio.com, facebook.com/countryblastradio, on Live365, the free app, or live365.com, also on Roku, TiVo, and all that fun stuff. So please make sure you check it out. Also, it plays on josieshow.com when we're not live. With Country Blast, the Josie Show and Josie Special Edition, the Josie Show Special Edition. We play the best mix of all that is country. Now I want to kind of toss the mic here to my producer, Tina. Tina! And she's going to talk a little bit about our VIPs.
Awesome. All right. So the Josie Show VIP members
Tina.
Yes.
It's just a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound. Oh, that still cracks me up. Wait, let's see which one he's on really quick. Let me see. Perfect timing. Funny every time. Oh, that's all right. Okay, so back on the topic. All right, just a little intermission. Okay, so if you are interested in becoming a VIP member, basically for an entire year, you get endless promo on Country Blast Radio and on The Josie Show, where we talk about you and tell people where to find you. And you'll also be up on The Josie Show website. So if you go ahead and go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab. It tells you how to sign up right there. It takes a second for you to get a year-long worth of benefits. But we have some VIP members, and we have a new one coming up as well. First, let's talk about Tim Garman. You can find Tim Garman.
If you pay for a year, it's like you're paying to have Josie as your best friend for a whole year. You could be BFFs and Facebook each other.
Josie is just besties with everybody. That's just how it goes. I'm telling you, I don't know too many radio show hosts or people who handle interviews that stay in touch with just about everybody they've talked to over the years. Yes, she does. She's a busy girl. Anyways, you can go ahead and you can find Tim Garman and his music at timgarmanmusic.com. Very easy. He is also on Facebook, so just put in Tim Garman in the search bar and you will find him. Last name spelled G-A-R-M-O-N. Or if you go to the VIP tab at josieshow.com, just click on his picture. All of his links are right there. Takes you right to all of his wonderful music and everything that he has going on. Next.
Okay,
Anthony.
Tina.
Yeah.
I tried to Google all of our VIP members, and all it came up with was porn.
Oh, stop.
No, no, these are all respectable gentlemen. They're all males, actually. Look at that. I didn't realize that till now.
Well, let's just specify that. Skip over to porn sites. That is not our VIP members.
No,
they are musicians, not porn stars.
Yes, so if you would like to, you know, ignore all the things that come up sometimes when you do a general Google search, just go to josieshow.com, click on the tab, and boom, there they are. We promise, just artists. Okay, so next let's talk about Vince Anthony. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Great website for him as well, constantly updated. They do a great job on it.
Okay, just to specify, you'll find information about him at the website. He's not actually on the website. They tried that.
No,
he was too big to fit in the computer.
Oh, and great video footage of him performing. There's always a ton of stuff on there. Always coming out with new music, performing consistently. Works real hard. Works real hard all the time. I believe he's going to be working on a new CD as well. So just go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com or our website, click on his picture, and there you go. Next, Larry J. Massey. He has just a beautiful voice. Does a great job. He's been in music for a long time. You can go ahead and find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, and that's M-A-S-S-E-Y. So make sure you go ahead and check him out. And then Wayne Jacobs. Wayne Jacobs, you can find him at waynejacobs.com. And all of these artists, of course, like I said, you can find on Facebook. You can hear their music playing on Country Blast Radio. And you can find their information here at the VIP membership tab on The Josie Show. So Wayne Jacobs consistently putting out new music. So make sure you check out his stuff. There's always something new and something great. As a matter of fact, we added something new just this week from him on Country Blast Radio. So make sure you tune in so you can hear that. And coming up soon, we'll have some information up on the page on Mr. Rick Seaman as well. He is going to become one of our VIP members here shortly. We are just going to get some updated info on him, and then you'll be able to find him there as well. But just go to, you can search in the, lost my train of thought. You can search, today's one of those days, oh, the 13th is just the best. You can go ahead and search on the Facebook search bar for Rick Seaman, S-E-A-M-A-N, and then you can go ahead and find his info, too, before we get it up here.
Tina, pay attention, infidel. I kill you.
I promise, I'm not playing with Ahmed, I promise. I'm just old, I guess. All right. So one of the other things that we wanted to mention here so that we don't forget, and we'll keep reminding you as the date gets closer, but on Saturday, November 16th at the Pavilion at the City Park, which I believe is in Winnsboro, Texas. Oh, I feel like I'm echoing for some reason. From 6 to 10 p.m., there will be Tammy Carlisle and Jimmy Harris performing. I believe it's called Winnsboro Wild West Days. So we'll keep reminding you about that as the time draws closer. Should be an awesome show. All right, and now it's time to toss the hot mic back to Josie. There you go.
Awesome sauce. Once again here, I just want to talk a little bit about my next guest, who they are going to be. Not once again. I didn't mention it yet. So here we go. Next week on the Josie Show, next Friday, getting that. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm done. next week joining me will be Mike Dietz and Alan Hertz. D's. Mike D's.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm bad with names, people. Mike D's and Alan Hertz, so please check that out. That's next Friday. And also on October 21st on the Josie Show Special Edition, number 14, we get to chat with Caroline Cole. So it's going to be real great. So remember, next Friday, Mike D's and Alan Hertz, and then on October 21st, Caroline Cole. So, yeah, those are going to be our upcoming guests up in there. Okay. So thank you all so much for tuning in to The Josie Show, and I hope you guys have a really, really great, safe rest of your Friday. And, yeah, I hope it goes smoother than, you know, what you have heard on this show because, you know, we've been having crazy bloopers. And I chalk it up to Friday the 13th because that's just what it is. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So thank you all so much. We'll chat with you guys next Friday with Mike Deese and Alan Hurt. So talk to you guys then. Mwah! Bye, everybody. Mwah, mwah. Yeah. I'm crazy, I know.